You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to the Wig Hackers Podcast with me, Daniel Coy, where I will take you behind the scenes of the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned.
Welcome back, Wig Hackers. So we are on the topic of spring cleaning. It's spring. Spring has sprung. Sprung has spring. This is the time in my business that I like to kind of go through the past year and my apartment and my studio and kind of declutter. I have a lot of stuff, all right? I have every hair thing you can imagine. I have triples of things, quadruples of things, and now it's time to purge. I'm going through things. I'm trying to get a better systems in place because, I mean, yes, what has worked for me thus far has worked fine, but I think I could be working a little bit smarter. So I'm cleaning. I know. Something new. Something that we don't really do a lot. And I'm only bringing this up because we do have to purge some things to make room for new things. I know. It went from light cleaning to really deep. But keep that in mind as we are building your business, building your social media, building whatever you're building. I know you're building something. Your legacy that you need to keep an eye on what is taking up room. Not just in your physical space, because I only have so much wall space to do what I need to do, but also in my mind. So, like, who is getting rent-free mind space? That's the hard one. What is it that is distracting me? What is it that's taking me away from doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Is it, you know, too much social media? Is it, you know, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a new love interest, you know? Or is it just, you know, the overwhelming, just being so overwhelmed with all the stuff going on? I know, talking from me personally, I have so much going on that I don't want to do it. You know, sometimes I just don't want to do it. I'm like, I'm cool. But like, that's not going to keep the business going. That's not going to keep my... It's not doing anyone any good by being ho-ho-dum-diddly, you know, sitting there doing nothing. So, like, I know. I said it in the last episode. As Phoebe says, 1% better is all you need. And that... It rings true. At the end of the day, 1% better than you did yesterday is huge. So that's why I'm doing like a major declutter today. Like, what is it? What are some things that you need to put in your place and in your life to help make time for you to do what you need to be doing? Like, for example, I do not do my laundry. Nope. Ever since I worked on Broadway, I have not done my laundry, and I will never do my laundry. Even when I was on this last little hiatus or show, I didn't do it there either. I had someone come and do it. So that gives me more freedom to actually use my mind better. I think I use it better anyway. Sometimes I just get carried away and I just don't want to do it. But now we're trying to find like a new path to do it. So I'm going to see a laundry service to come here and pick it up and then take it back and bring it back. Who knows? You know, it's worth it in the end. That investment in just doing laundry for me is a sound, safe in mind. I've never wanted to do that job ever. But when I did have to do it, I would have like a month's worth of clothes. So then it would take me like a full day. And when I was working on Broadway, I had like one day off. So this was definitely an investment in me. I also have a house cleaner to come clean and, you know, do things. I mean, I do dishes. Truthfully, I do dishes when I'm really stressed. So if you ever catch me, like, I put my head on the counter, on the door of the cabinet, and I'm scrubbing away at dishes. So, you know, I'm either really upset or really depressed. So that's one of my things, but I do dishes. I know I don't cook either. I know. So weird. So keep that in mind when you're looking at like your daily routines. Like, spring is a great time to start looking at them, start writing them down a little bit, so that you can, you know, have a better time at what you do, and strategies that down the line you can actually pass off to someone to do them. So when you have your business model ready and raring to go, you can then take all the daily tasks that have to happen to run your business. I mean, social media is the biggest part. So creating content, editing, all the things. You can break them down into batchable content, first off. So you can get 3 weeks to a month. I mean, try to get two months at a sit down, or at least a month. So you can get all that content ready. You can plan it out. You can have some sort of cohesiveness with how you are teaching your content, how you're putting your content out there online. So keep that in mind while running, you know, like a crazy business for hair, wigs, whatever business that you are in. If you are listening from something completely different, you know, it can be something different, new, exciting, but make sure you have it written down. So once again, brain dump. Do a spring brain dump. And this can be a little bit more advanced because you probably already have done one. If you've been following me for a minute or been in any of my wine and wigs or any of my clubhouses, you know that I love a brain dump. I love to put everything on the table so I can see what it is. You can write it down. You can go into more detail about it. You can physically see it. It's not just I do this. And if you haven't, I suggest that you do. I will be coming up with a brain dump download for you to, you know, create your perfect plan of attack for your business. So that is coming on its way. When? Not sure yet. But that'll be a free digital download that you can do, and you can go through it so you can see how to start thinking outside of the box, but putting things in the box. Look at me, so smart. But yeah, having that, and then, so now that it's spring, we're going to go back and look at what we've done in the past, you know, January, February, March, you know, the past 3 months, see what's worked, see what hasn't worked. Let's compare it to the year before, prior, because right now, if you have started your business in the pandemic, we are now rounding that year mark, okay? We're rounding the year mark, so this is the time where you can take a look at it, see what you've done, see what's worked, see what was a mess, see what you can tighten up, and then look at your numbers. Look at your numbers. Look at them. Find them, look at them. Try to figure out what is what do they want? What do your people want? That is the question. Do they love your photos of you? Do they love your how-to videos? What do they love? What are they interacting with? What are they commenting on? That is really going to help you determine on what to do, on what things you should focus on. If it is outreach, you know, finding people who are in that like-mindedness, find those communities out there and really give knowledge. At the end of the day, you want people to think of you as an authority in what you do. No matter what genre you are in, no matter what genre. So keep that in mind. And that will help you with your spring cleaning. Yeah, I woke up kind of early for what I'm used to and doing this podcast now. But It's really working. I went through a lot of things already. It's like day two, technically, of my spring cleaning. Yeah, I'm going to go through clothing next, free up some room in there. My studio, a lot of things are happening in this studio, that's for sure. And I mean, the reflection, because like spring is the time that things are going to be coming new. So everything that you did during the winter, this is where you're supposed to reap the rewards, right? This is like harvest season and all that stuff. So like, take that as like in your business and seeing like, okay, what did work? What didn't work? All the things, you know, take it all and see what worked for you. Because if it doesn't work for you, don't do it. Don't do it. Or if it doesn't help you, if it does not make your business easier,
why do it?
But keep that in mind when you're doing this. This is just worked, what has worked for me, and what I kind of have been doing every so often. I have books upon books of my brain dumps and my idea hashing outs. I'm getting better at learning when they're not working. I have a lot of ideas, everyone. So that's where that tunnel vision needs to come in, so you can start what you really want to do. And there's no better time to start than now. So if you are new, congratulations. I'm happy you found my podcast. Make sure you check out all the other resources that I have available for you. You know, the Clubhouse, find me on Clubhouse, Daniel Coy. Also on IG, you know, Daniel Coy Official on IG and all the social medias. Find me. There's always some part of something I say all the time. I mean, also the Wig Hackers community, please, 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 please. If anything, if you are new to wig making and wig wearing and just wigs in general, and you want to get to that next step, the Wig Hackers community has so much information. It's going to be crazy. So I just did, when this airs, I will have just done my first World of Wigs, and that is where I have fronted a wig. I'm going to be showing everyone how to lay lace. That is what I'm doing. We're going to try to get it as beautifully filmed as possible for people. Of course I'm yawning. So keep that. They're in the Wig Hackers community. You can go to decoy.com and you can check out all of the things that are coming and all of the amazing tools, tips, tricks, techniques that I've used in my business, in my career, so that we can work smarter, not harder. I've written it down, so I did most of the legwork, and that's what it's about. So until next time, make sure you are following, and please like, subscribe to this channel, and also find me on YouTube. So much good information there that people just don't look at. All right, till next time.
Thanks for tuning in for another exciting episode of Wig Hackers. I love talking all things hair and wigs. So if you have a question, come follow me on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official. I love helping and inspiring other hair artists, so don't be afraid to reach out. And remember, do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.